6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey everybody, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen. I do appreciate you. And as always, feel free to reach out, Jeff at beekeepingfornewbies.com. That's NEWBEES.com. Well, welcome to episode 11 of In the News, our weekly segment where we find whatever we can anywhere in the world that might be relevant or interesting to you. And hopefully this week's articles will be a little bit of fun. I also might have another interesting thing coming up. I reached out to somebody today for a fun idea relating to the In the News segment. So hopefully we'll hear back from her in a couple of days here. And maybe we'll be able to report something fun for you for next week. So I've got a thunderstorm behind me and I'm going to try to expedite things and move a little bit quicker today. All right. So we'll jump right into the first article coming to us from Arizona. Arizona golf course worker dies after being attacked by a swarm of bees. A golf course worker in southern Arizona died last month after being attacked by a swarm of bees while on the job, his employer said. Rick Messina, 57, was a member of the agronomy team at El Conquistador Golf and Tennis in Oro Valley, just north of Tucson, where he helped maintain the property grounds. He was stung on the morning of June 24th near the 8th hole at Pusch Ridge Golf Course, which is one of the three courses run by El Conquistador, and it was a tragic workplace accident, according to a statement from the club's managers. Messina had been mowing the rough around the Pusch Ridge course when the swarm attacked. Emergency services took him to a local hospital, and he died 3 days later on June 27th from complications due to the bee stings, according to the statement. Messina had been employed as a groundskeeper by El Conquistador since July 2022. There's a little bit more on the article. As usual, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I thought this was kind of interesting because my first thought was honeybees in a swarm are very, very rarely aggressive. But when I first heard this, I thought it's got to be Africanized bees. I mean, they're in Arizona. So we know that in the South, all across the South, really Arizona, Texas, I know Georgia's had some. I think I heard recently it was Alabama or Mississippi. So we know that there are Africanized bees in the southern part of the U.S. So that's what immediately came to mind for me. But they mentioned that they called in a bunch of local beekeepers who went through the whole area. And, you know, they had their statement to them was, well, you know, it is peak season for bee swarms. You would think that somebody would have said to them, like, hey, this is really rare and unusual. Like, bees, honeybees don't usually attack people. You know, I've gone up to hundreds of swarms with no gear on, stuck my hand up into the swarm, you know, into the cluster, pulled out a handful of bees. Now, I'm not going to lie, I've been stung a couple times doing that. But for the most part, 99 out of 100 times, if you're not pressing one of them against the other or squeezing them or anything, they're pretty relaxed. So I'm pretty confident that this had to have been Africanized bees. Either that or it was a hornet's nest or there was something else that was stepped on. I don't know what was going on. But they basically, in the end of the article, it says, people are urged to avoid areas where there are signs of bee colonies as well as any moving swarms. Like, I just think that sends a bad message. That's going to freak some people out. So I really don't like that, but it is what it is. Okay, next article coming to us out of Canada. Runaway honeybees take over runway at Northern Alberta Airport. Maintenance crews at the Lac La Biche Airport weren't the only ones busily buzzing through their workday recently as a swarm of honeybees claimed a portion of the runway as their new home away from Hive. The incident, which took place on June 7th, was recently explained to the Lac La Biche Post newsroom by Barry Feledichuk, the urban transportation supervisor for Lac La Biche County's transportation services. If I knew this was going to be a lot of French, I probably wouldn't have read this one. He said the bees were noticed during one of the daily routine runaway inspections late that afternoon. The bees, several hundred of them, had filled a crack section of the shoulder of the runway. The swarm had been there for a relatively short period of time as they had been absent during the morning inspection, he said. The bees settled down the runway near the air tanker base, he said. Aircraft responding to regional forest fires at the air tanker base, as well as commercial and private aircraft, use the runway on a daily basis. So anyway, that was all the excitement going on over there. And it looks like they called in a local group, and they were able to get the bees moved into a separate container and extracted them from the runway using a vacuum type system here. And by the next day, they were warm, dry, and into a new small hive living their new happy life at Christie Creek Apiary. All right, the next article here, 300 hives and counting, the rise of bee box honey. Beekeepers see the world differently. To most homeowners, dandelions are a nuisance, but to local apiarist and owners of bee box honey, Steve and Shannon Spencer, dandelions are their honeybees' first source of nutrition coming out of winter. Through honey-colored glasses, most beekeepers would agree with the Spencers that bees are complicated and fascinating creatures. Their perfect hexagonal hives are kept extremely clean and hygienic. They even leave the hive to excrete waste. If one of them dies, they will leave the hive so they can die outside alone as a service to the other bees. They are extremely mindful of each other and work with their famous hive mind to do what's best for the community. It's actually, the article really was mostly about Bee Box Honey and this company and kind of how they started with 12 hives and grew to 300. It was kind of just an interesting article about them, but what brought me in was the dandelions because I'm a dandelion weirdo. Like, they come out in the spring and I always try to protect them because they are pretty much the first thing the bees can get a hold of coming out of the winter. And my yard has a ton of them and I collect the little fuzzies that come off of them and I put the seeds in bags and I save them with all my other seeds and stuff because I'm a dandelion weirdo. So anyway, kind of a cute article about the family and how they grew and what they're doing. And all right, we got another one here out of Canada. New Brunswick, honey bee shortage could pose challenge for wild blueberry growers. Second generation Moncton Beekeepers says importing bees from other provinces isn't ideal. The end of August typically brings an abundance of wild blueberries in the province. And if you ask second-generation commercial beekeeper Chris Lockhart, New Brunswickers have honey bees to thank. They say one in every three bites of food has to do with pollination, said Lockhart, who's the owner of Lockhart Apiaries. That's why blueberry growers rent honey bee colonies from Lockhart and other beekeepers who bring worker bees to pollinate their fields each year in May. The process is vital to ensuring a hardy crop for August, he said. For the blueberry growers, absolutely, that is their biggest investment, is pollinators. But Lockhart said the wild blueberry industry is growing so fast that beekeepers in the province can't provide enough pollinators to meet demand. It could stunt the growth of the blueberry industry, he said. If they don't have pollinators, then what's the sense in growing blueberries? It's just not economical at that point. Lockhart's company, which also makes products through Atlantic Gold Honey, manages around 1,000 colonies and sends almost all of them to blueberry fields. In recent years, he has turned away growers asking for more. That demand is just going to go up, and trying to fulfill it is going to be a challenge for the blueberry growers. As wild blueberry growers have been gaining access to new crown land across the province, Lockhart said some have no choice but to look outside of the province for help. So, interesting article there, a little bit more to it, but All right, and last thing today, it wouldn't be an update if we didn't have a check-in on our Minot honeybees here. So this week's big news with the honeybees coming out just here today out of Minot, North Dakota. With their historic first season well underway, the Minot Honeybees softball team aims to highlight the women in business who support the team with their sponsorship, such as Megan Fleck-Wold and her business Mega Latte Coffee House. Fleck-Wold, the owner and operator of all five of their coffee house locations, sat down with the Honeybee staff to share her thoughts and some coffee. So again, if you're a big Minot Honeybee fan like myself, you feel free to jump in and check out that article. But I wanted to give you a heads up. If you're in the Minot area, July 15th, a couple days ago, big 8-7 win over the Mankato Habaneros. And you're not going to want to miss this here. This Thursday, July 18th, we got a doubleheader, 6.05 p.m. at Corbett Field, again against the Mankato Habaneros. And we got a second game is at 8.35 p.m. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the North Dakota area, I was out there as a kid. My family, my grandmother was born on a farm and was raised out there in Fessenden, North Dakota. And I was there when I was about 14 years old, and it was a really fun time. It was super cool. It was their sesquicentennial celebration out there, whatever. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, pretty neat. One thing that I was kind of amazed at is the sky in North Dakota was really, really long. You could just see forever. You could see the bottoms of the clouds. It was really beautiful out there. But what was pretty neat is the sun didn't set until it was like 10:45. Five, maybe 11 o'clock p.m. It was really late on the sunset. So anyway, that was kind of a cool thing that I remember from my childhood on my one-time visit to North Dakota. All right, folks, well, that's all I got for you this week. Pretty quick one. There was not a lot of interesting news out there. There was actually an article that was kind of cool about Japanese honeybees that were swatting away ants with their wings, but it was all video-based. I can sit here and describe what it looks like. But if you're bored, do a search for Japanese honeybee swatting ants or something like that. There's a couple of different articles and videos around that would be more entertaining to watch than to listen to me talk about. So everybody, that's all I got for you. Take care of yourself. Be kind to one another. Remember, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you soon.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.